If an Idaho state trooper stops an Idaho driver just across the Washington state line and a lawsuit ensues, whose case is it? The Washington Supreme Court Thursday said it's basically a legal coin toss. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains.
The case dates to the evening of April 30th, 2010. That's when Idaho trooper Alan Ashby followed an erratically driven car as it crossed into Washington. The driver exited I-90 and started heading back towards Idaho on a side road. Trooper Ashby stopped the car, thinking the driver might be drunk. Dash cam video posted on YouTube shows what happened next.
Get out of the car!
The driver, Kay Pruzinski, wouldn't open her window or door and asked for a female officer.
Ma'am?
Oh my God!
Instead, Trooper Ashby smashed out the window and pulled her out of the car.
Oh my God.
Eventually, things calmed down. Later, Ashby is heard asking his supervisor...
We're in Idaho, correct?
Yes, we are in Idaho.
But were they? A later survey determined they were 15.8 feet inside Washington's border. Ultimately, Trooper Ashby concluded Pruzinski wasn't drunk, but he still booked her for obstruction. 2 years later, Pruzinski filed a civil lawsuit in Spokane County Superior Court against Trooper Ashby for personal injury and property damage. But the trial court dismissed the case for lack of jurisdiction. Now, the Washington Supreme Court has said the facts of the case support jurisdiction in either Washington or Idaho. So now it's back to the trial court to decide whether to decline jurisdiction or hear the case. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.